Track 17. The quiz answers. Who is this vision of 70s overdrive dressed in bell-bottomed velo trousers and a snake belt? Not that Peter the Snake, I hasten to add. With crocheted top revealing, well, revealing too much if you ask me. Too much lacy cravat, I mean. Why, it's Sam. And she has the answers to this month's quiz.
Welcome back, pop pickers. Now get your crib notes and answer sheets ready as we count down the top 10 of correct answers to Bob's Pop Quiz of the 1970s. Well, this is where you get to find out if you're a Clever Clogs or a Dozy Derek. Oh, sorry, no offence, Derek. So roll back the rug and get ready to shake a leg, carefully, as we answer those top 10 questions. Red pens at the ready. For question number one, I asked, Ray Dorset fronts which group whose name was inspired by a poem from T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats? Well, the answer was the big, hairy, sideburned Mungo Jerry. But what was their hit? Something about a pushbike, I think. And question number two was, Knock Knock, Who's There? Was originally sung and recorded by which Welsh singer as the United Kingdom's entry at the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest? Well, that was the delightful Mary Hopkin. Ah, those were the days... Sorry, don't start me off singing. And question number three asked, which American funk rock band is best known for their song Play That Funky Music? Well, that was Wild Cherry. No, I didn't know that either, actually. Wikipedia tells me the lead singer was born in Mingo Junction, not to be confused with Mungo Jerry. Oh, how I humour myself. Oh, well. And now, question number four. In 1975, the Carpenters had a hit with a remake of which Marvelettes chart-topping 1961 single? Oh, just a moment. Who's that at the door? Drat, I've missed receiving a letter. I'll shout, please, Mr. Postman. That was the name of the song. And question number five. Which song topped the UK singles chart for 9 weeks in the summer of 1978? Well, this was the year that the smash hit American musical Grease was released, and so, of course, it was You're the One That I Want that charted all summer long. Well, this was the version by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, not the parody version sung by, wait for it, Hilda Baker and Arthur Mullard. I know. I mean, perhaps they'll appear on our celebrity spotlight sometime soon. And question number six. Which pop rock band in the 1970s were known as the Tartan Teen Sensations from Edinburgh? Oh, stop screaming at the back. You there, stop it. Well, those Tartan Teens were the Bay City Rollers. Scarves and platform boots in tartan were de rigueur in those days. And question number seven asked, which group released the album Quadrophenia in 1973? The what? No. The who? The how? Where? No, who? How? No. Oh, I give up. It was the who. And question number eight was, Can't Give You Anything was a number one hit for 3 weeks in the UK in August 1975 for which American soul group? Well, this was one of the best-known Philadelphia soul groups, the Stylistics. Question 9. Three Times a Lady is a song by which American soul group from their 1978 album Natural High? Well, the lead singer of this group was Lionel Richie, and the band was the Commodores. In 1981, Richie recorded the number one single Endless Love with Diana Ross and left the Commodores by year's end to pursue a solo career. And finally, question 10 asked, which British city did ABBA win the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974? Now, if I were a footballer fan, I'd shout Albion, because that's really all I know about the beautiful game, because it comes after Brighton and Hove. Go on, shout it, Albion. I give up. Well, how did you do this month? If you know your seaside football teams from your Edinburgh Tartans or your Carpenters from your Commodores, you probably did quite well. Well, do let us know. It's just a bit of fun, but we are keeping score here at Chatterbox headquarters. No, we're not. Anyway, by popular request, here's a little number from Greece to see us off the premises until next time. And remember, you're the one that I want. Take it away, Arthur and Hilda.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Course of power, you're supplying. It's electrified.
You better shape up, cause I need a man. Understand.
Thank you, Sam. I did not get a single one right, but I hope our listeners did.